Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 235 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And I am really excited to bring you my interview with Kathy and Wade Elkin from Mimsy's Craft Barbecue, which is going to be in Crockett, Texas, which is north of Houston. It's actually the buildings there, and we'll get into this in depth, but this is a project that they've been working on their heads for 5 to 6 years. But in the last 60 to 90 days, it's really exploded and there's been a build out, and they explain all of that. It's gonna be opening at the end of this year for some friends and family stuff, as well as for training. But mid-February, March is when it'll officially open. But I wanted to talk to them because I was excited because I started to see stuff online. And I know Wade, and I already did an interview with him with Reverly, and he's still at Reverly, but he is going to be leaving. The two of them are going to be moving to Crockett. They'll be 12 miles from the restaurant, and this is going to be their full-time gig, their dream come true, something they've wanted to do, like I said, for 5 to 6 years. So I'm not going to talk too much about it because there's a lot of great details about it that I want Wade and I want Kathy to give you those. Kathy is a classically trained chef. She's working at a country club right now, executive chef there, and Wade's at Reverly. So they have the acumen, they understand what they need to put out, and it sounds like it's going to be an exciting, exciting place. So I know you guys are going to really dig this and really enjoy hearing what they have planned for this spot, which I think right out the gate is going to be a great place that you're going to want to visit. And you also get a chance to see the two of them interact. Super cool, very passionate. Also, they have two kids, so they're juggling that, and this is a family affair, but the two of them are super nice, super genuine, and they talk about all the different feelings that are going into this. So I can't thank Kathy and Wade enough for taking the time for sharing this for you and for sharing this with me. And the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast and YouTube show is brought to you by Treaty Oak Distilling. That's treatyoakdistilling.com, or you can visit them at their location in Dripping Springs. That's treatyoakdistilling.com. And we have an additional partner on board. That's Centex Smokers out of Luling, Texas, Michael Johnson. I'll get into more detail about Centex Smokers, but I was too excited to not talk about them and the fact that they're on board because Michael Johnson and his dad are super talented. They care as much about the craftsmanship as well as the performance of the smoker. They do old school craftsmanship, but with new school techniques. I can't be more excited to have them on board. Check them out at Centex_Smokers. That's Centex_Smokers, Smokers on Instagram. Get a chance to see all the stuff. He's done stuff for Mo Kaysen, done stuff for Ronnie Killen. The sky's the limit for them. So I'm so excited to have them on board. Also have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com. Links to all the stuff, podcasts, YouTube show, write-ups about barbecue joints, news, all that good stuff. If you're just listening to the podcast, I have a YouTube show, youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints. Also subscribe if you like, that way you won't miss out doing 2 to 3 of these per week. But at the end, stay safe, stay sane, and support your local barbecue joint or support your local restaurant. They need as much help as they can right now. How are you guys doing?
Go ahead, man. You start.
I'm good.
All right, that's it.
Yeah. Cool. Yep. See ya.
Nailed it.
Perfect.
No, we're good. Just super busy. We're both full-time right now. Kathy is executive chef at a country club.
Oh, wow.
And I'm cooking and managing Reveille. And we have two daughters, and they're starting homeschool.
Oh, man.
And we're opening a new restaurant 2 hours away. So there's a lot going on right now.
Oh my gosh. How'd this get planned? This sounds very difficult, but it sounds like you guys are smiling and you're together. So it's like, so can you back up a little bit and explain how you got on this path of your life? Cause I could have people look at the Reverly one before to learn a little bit about your,
a little bit of backstory about Kathy and I. We've been together since we were 15 in high school, wow. A sophomore in high school.
We're about to have our 20th anniversary together and our 8th wedding anniversary in a couple weeks. So.
Congratulations.
And so, like, right when we graduated high school, Kathy went directly to culinary school. So Kathy's had a passion for cooking basically her whole life. She knew what she wanted to do from a very young age. And so we've been planning to open a restaurant seriously for probably the past like 6 or 7 years. And then as I've gotten more involved in the industry and more involved in cooking and you know, new experiences and learning new stuff, it became more of a reality than a pipe dream. And so we've gotten to that point in our careers where our business partners that we're finally ready to step up and make something happen.
Wow. Okay. And so this has been in the works for almost a decade then.
I would say a good 6 to 7 years solid. Kathy and I have known that we've wanted to open a restaurant and work together on the concept.
Yeah. I mean, there's always the part when you get into it that you say, I'm never going to own my own place. This is ridiculous. It's way too much. And then you go a little bit farther and you kind of think, well, what's the point if I can't have my own for set sure. of everything? So it's time.
To get more specific with Menzies, this really went into motion a couple of months ago. I would say probably 60 days ago, my mom and stepdad approached us and was like, hey, we have this building in Crockett. This is what we want to do with it. Are y'all interested in doing that? And we were like, heck yeah, that's exactly what we want to do.
Wow.
We broke ground on the property on July 6th, and it was just a warehouse where my parents had an ice business before. They manufactured, bagged, and distributed ice.
How is that type of business? Is that a good business? I've always wondered.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, there's always a demand. So if you go to like a gas station, there's a merchandiser in front of the store, and if that gas station isn't making their own ice, then they have somebody bring it in. So it's
interesting. Especially in Texas. I've always wondered, especially in Texas, even California.
But they were servicing even like construction crews that were around there, keeping their cement trucks with ice and, that to gas stations, to grocery stores, it was all that. So
interesting.
We had a pretty big open shell to move into.
Yeah, it looks really big. I want to get into all the details about everything, because it's so exciting too. I'm glad that we're talking now, because I would love to talk to you maybe in 6 months to kind of see how things are going and if it played out the way you thought, or different, or much better.
How much more gray hair we have.
Yeah. No, I don't think. I think it's, you guys seem to, I'm sure, it seems like you guys smile through stuff too. I think that like the way it looks. So then how, if with the last 2 months, what was it that sparked just the call and said, hey, were they going to be selling this property? Is that whether
the property was for sale? They actually had, I think the day of or the day after, my mom called me and told me about what she wanted to do. Their realtor had called them and said, hey, I have two hits on this place. Are y'all ready to interview them and talk to them? And my mom said, hold on. I just came up with the idea. Give me a week. And she was like, okay, whatever you need. So we kicked it around for a few days, talked about it pretty much every day. And she was bouncing ideas off of my stepdad. And who's also our business partner. And finally, after about 14 to 21 days of just thinking about it and going over all our options, we went from it's an idea to 60% sure to okay, this is 75% sure what we're doing to, all right, we're 100% in, let's do it.
How was that between you guys when that 100% kicked in? Was that nervous, or you're like, just let's do it, let's run with it?
No. Were you nervous?
I mean, I think it's making sure that you're not going to cross lines and make sure that you're, we're stable enough of a family, because this is an all-in family thing, right? So we got to make sure that even if we screw up, we're not going to ruin something that can't go back on. And it's a big move. It's a big
life-changing
for us.
Are you guys moving to live closer?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll move out there to Crockett.
Okay. We'll be about 12 miles from the restaurant. Where we're moving to. So Crockett's a real rural town. Everything is 30 minutes away. Like, there's no like gas station right around the corner, it's all country roads and stuff like that. Cool. So everything is a country mile away, but we'll be about 12 to 15 miles from the restaurant.
Will this be a place that will be semi destination-ish for people, or will it be on the way to places, or like not other barbecue places, but just on the way? It's north, right? North of Houston, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah.
So it's near a lot of major highways. One of them is 287, which actually runs all the way up to Canada, I believe.
I think
so there is a major highway that passes through that part of town. There's not much in the area as far as like malls and things like that, or like, things like that. But we want to be a destination barbecue restaurant in the sense that we want to provide world-class food and service, and we want people to want to come to our spot from all over the place. That's sort of our vision.
And I know that you've posted on Instagram a number of times, and I think Facebook as well, what the name Mimsy stands, what it means. Can you explain what that is?
So Mimsy's was what my mother called her grandmother, Mimsy. Her name was Alice, It was Mimsy and Pawpaw, and they would stop in Crockett on their way to Dallas to visit family in Dallas. And they would stop in Crockett at a spot called Royal Cafe and have a burger. And then they would go on their way to Dallas. And eventually they moved to Crockett. And my mom thinks that's because of the Royal Cafe and this their trips there, stopping there on the way to Dallas. So eventually the great-grandparents moved to Crockett. My grandfather moved to Crockett soon after. He opened up a barber shop on Town Square. He's been there since the 80s. Originally, the name of the concept was going to be My Yard Reaction Barbecue.
Ah, like that's so, the clever name, yes.
The clever name, that's a play on words.
I love that.
Right, but it just seemed like if we did that, we were going to be spending like the next, the rest of our lives explaining to people what My Yard Reaction means.
Without a doubt.
So, and it would be a spiel that we would have to go through like 50 times a day, which I'm okay with, but at the same time, like we wanted to make it, you know, something more relatable, mm-hmm. right?
And so, have a family,
right? Something genuine, something with meaning, angle. Not yeah. just like a barbecue name or you know whatever.
Yeah, even if you didn't know what it was, you would think, okay, well, that was someone's grandma or someone's yeah, like that.
Right. Exactly, yeah. right. I never met Mimsy, but I always heard the name. My mom would mention, and my grandfather would mention Mimsy just as a kid when I was growing up. Always heard the name. And my grandfather's last name is Mims. So Mims is a name known in Crockett since he has owned the barbershop in Town Square since the 1980s. So I just shot her a text one day and I was like, hey, instead of My Yard Reaction, also my stepdad was like, you know, can we name it something besides My Yard Reaction? Because he wasn't really he wasn't really understanding. So I was starting to kick around ideas in my head.
That's funny.
So I just texted my mom. I was like, hey, what about Mimsy's? And she goes, I love it. And she asked Chuck, and Chuck was like, you know, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was mm-hmm. something family oriented, something relatable.
Yeah, me.
Right.
Exactly.
So now as you guys, are you guys going to be both leaving what you're
doing? This is going to be a full-time gig for Kathy and I. So we're leaving our current positions.
And do you plan on doing that? When is it going to open?
That's a good question. So the ideal timeline. So let me just give you the timeline that we have going on right now. We have a friends and family event in November. It's also going to be my stepdad's birthday event. And he was our project manager on this. He's the one that shot this whole thing.
Yeah, he's the one that's blowing through all of this work.
Yeah, a lot's getting done.
Right.
It's
insane. In December, we're booking some private events for Christmas parties for local businesses and stuff like that. So by January, we hope by the middle of December and going into January, we hope to have everyone hired, and we want to do, you know, like 2 to 3 weeks of training, have a soft opening in January, and then a grand opening in sometime of middle of February or March, beginning of March. So we still have some time, and we're not, although the build out has gone extremely fast, we don't want to rush the actual operations. You know, we want to make sure that everybody's ready, and you know, everybody's trained. Everybody has an in and out understanding of the concept and things like that.
Well, especially going into the holiday times, you guys know with restaurants, that time is nuts. Yeah. And like to train people and then screw, it's just not worth it. Yeah. I think it would be too stressful. Oh, and you know what? And like in my mind, I kept thinking, wow, December, but like it's September already. So it's not time is already
not far away. Right.
That's not far off at all. So it's or just
once you make that jump from like August 31st to September 1st, it's like yesterday it was summer and today we're almost Christmas. So yeah, it's going to be going fast.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Halloween, then Thanksgiving, then Christmas. You're executive chef, right? Isn't?
Yeah, I work at the Wood Forest Golf Club. There's another executive chef there. We kind of co-pilot. Right now we're just holding tight and we'll kind of see what happens as far as us moving out there and the development of the business itself. And then we'll see what I need to do there. Obviously a couple months out, I'd like to hire somebody and put them in my spot so that I can go. So we'll see.
They're well aware, obviously.
Yeah.
Everybody knows. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's well aware of what's going on.
It's too happy of a thing to keep it a secret. So,
well, and also in this industry is like, you know, you can't really burn any bridges in this industry. So right. You have to be pretty transparent.
I don't think everyone understands that, but I appreciate that. I think that's a smart thing.
Yep. So I got two guys right now at Reveille that I am training. I have a AM guy that's coming in and helping get meats on and cook. And I have a, not really a PM guy, but I would call him like a swing guy that just comes in and he'll work some service, and he's also there to see the meats come off and get wrapped up and things like that. So we're training two guys right now. Kathy and I actually have a vacation planned in 2 weeks where I'm going to be gone all week. So that's going to be the gauntlet, if you will. But they should be ready to go for that.
Okay. So will you be connected at all to them anymore, or will you?
No connection at all. We're going to completely be on our 100% committed to Mimsy's.
Like that, I can't hold back my excitement for you guys, because this is such a cool, it's a really cool thing. And it's something too that I'm sure a lot of people listening or watching are dreaming of doing. Like, this is something, and it'll be interesting to watch your progression. A lot of people get to see it from these early stages, and you guys have been documenting it on like social media. So I think that's great. What kind of place are you expecting to put out? Like, have you come up with a full menu yet? And have you done all that stuff yet?
So we have we pretty much have a menu outline. We're going to do 5 to 7 smoked meats every day. We're going to offer, 7 to 10 sides every day, depending on what they are. And then Kathy's not a pastry chef. She's a really traditionally trained chef, but she is an amazing, she's amazing at baking sweets and pastries and stuff like that. So she's going to design a dessert menu that's going to be incredible. And then we're going to hopefully, after the first month, we're going to start getting into some plated stuff, some dinner plates. So some home style plates. We plan to be open from 11 to 8 every day.
Okay, I was going to ask that. Okay.
Right. We want to catch some of that. Not every day. We'll be open Tuesday through Wednesday. Wednesday through Sunday. We'll be closed Monday and Tuesday.
So far, that's the plan right now.
That's the plan so far.
But like a super progressive menu. So obviously it's a pretty small town, so we kind of really have to rely on what's working for our customer base. So, if we need to bend that or whatever, then that's what we'll do. And then as time goes on and we get more and more comfortable with that solid core of what we're doing, that then we'll start kind of seeing what we can play with, and we'll keep it super, relatively traditional at first, and then kind of put our fun spin on there and see if we don't scare anybody off, and then see how we can go.
Yeah. Well, that would be cool. Like, you could have special stuff Friday nights and Saturday nights as things go. How big of a city, or is it more of a town, is Crockett?
Crockett's a small city, about 6,000 people there, but there's a lot of stuff going on around it as far as the people that are in that area, if that makes sense. Like, the people, there's not a lot of people that live there, but there's a lot of stuff going on around it.
So that'll make sense for a later crowd.
Correct.
There's that local group that you can get in for later meals and stuff. And I guess people too, traveling, if they know that you're a place that they could stop and have dinner at 6 and then keep moving on, that would be awesome.
And also, we're just like a couple of blocks away from the city youth ball field. So, every weekend when all the baseball games and stuff are going on. So that's going to be good too. We're going to be able to support that as well.
Will it be traditional meat market style?
We're going to be doing counter service. You'll come in, all the smoked meats will be by the pound, sides will be a la carte. And then we'll have, I think we're going to do a 1 meat, 2 meat, and 3 meat plate to kind of streamline that for some folks. We'll do the loaded potatoes, because that's like, one of the most popular things these days ever since I can remember, is just a barbecue stuffed baked potato. Yeah. So it'll be pretty traditional counter service setup.
That'll be perfect. Then are you going to have alcohol, or is that something you can have there?
We can have it there. We're going to wait the first year, and we'll probably eventually do a beer and wine license there. And of course, I'll set up the ice chest at the front, with the free beer sign, and on the weekends and stuff like that. So the traditional yep, grab and help yourself.
No good faith beer.
Right. So Crockett's also been a dry county for forever. So there's not a huge push out there for establishments to have alcohol. It's a nice it's something nice or good, to have, but it's not a necessity. Our capacity for the entire restaurant is 135. And then we're at 50% of that right now.
Mm-hmm. Will you have outdoor seating too?
We will have outdoor seating. Yep. We'll have a big patio area, and then a little backyard, behind the parking lot, where we'll have some picnic tables and some games and stuff like that.
And then pit wise, do you guys already have your pits?
Yep, we have our EV Maze 1,000 gallon. It's a tank.
Yeah, I saw that one.
It's a reverse flow pit. Really so cool. Yeah, we're super excited about that. We built a brand new pit room around it. So yeah, it's ready to go. We're almost there.
Wow. So then, when will you start doing some test runs and stuff of things? Because you said you're going to have in November. You said November you're going to have some kind of event. The friends and family
thing. November will be friends and family. So that'll be, we'll just probably do some finger bites, some stuff like that, and a few smoked meats. We'll probably do like the Texas Trio, brisket ribs, sausage. Stepdad loves turkey, so we'll throw some turkey in there. But that'll be mainly stuff, more of like a catering buffet style type thing. And then we'll probably do some finger foods with that too. I would say when we're doing these events in December and we're starting to hire some staff, then we'll start easing into that menu training and stuff like that.
But like the desserts and like the menu testing, that'll all be at home, right? You guys will kind of test stuff.
Yep, and we've been doing that already.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's kind of always going on in the background, you know, that never really, there's always ideas that never really stops. But we'll get like, you know, I was laying in bed the other night till midnight just writing recipes on my phone. I don't even have any weights or anything, just writing out the recipes. So when it comes time to fill in stuff, then I'll have that stuff ready. So that's kind of stuff's all, I think that stuff's always kind of going on.
Are you
going
to have some online ordering?
Online ordering?
Or like, I don't know, it depends, because everything's so weird now. Like, I think it seems like at least you should have that in the back.
Right.
Of your
mind, we just got our new POS system, and that's a feature on there is online ordering. So absolutely. Like originally my stepdad wanted a drive-through window on the place. He's like, you know, because we didn't know what the hell was going to happen. So it was like, right. So, you know, are people going to want to get out of their cars at this point? So we were like, you know, we were trying to figure out how to put a drive-through on there for the longest time. And so, but no, we're definitely going to be paying attention to how we can make it easier for guests to get their food if this is still going on.
Yeah. Well, hopefully by February of 2021, I hope that we're kind of at least hopefully. Half of the country has some kind of vaccine, and the other half is just okay. Like if we're still dealing with this in February, I think we're all gonna just kind of.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. You know, just yeah.
I think you'll be good, and especially too having outdoor seating, and then you'll know how things are rolling, and you'll have a good team, so you can bring stuff out to people's cars and maybe 50% capacity. You're smart. Texas is good at this, and you've dealt with this. Are you going to do anything special, like having a hog pit or alligator, or are you going to do any funky things like that?
Eventually, yes. Probably the first year is just going to be straight up barbecue and then our home style dishes, but eventually, yes. Like Kathy's ran a hearth grill before in a restaurant. I really want a hearth setup, you know, a brick oven hearth, you know, station. The whole hog thing is really fun too. You know, that's something that I've done in the past, and it's something that's very interesting to me. It's just, you know, what are your guests and your client base inclined to like? And in Texas, it seems like sometimes the whole hog isn't as popular. So if we do it, I guarantee you we'll do it. And if we do it and people love it, then we'll continue to do it. But it's one of those things that, you know, you have to, you know, brisket's king, beef is king and out here.
I mean, we've done whole hogs before that people say, oh, wow, that's really cool. But, you know, that's not what they order. They don't want to eat it. They think it looks nice.
And I will say I think we've done 6 whole hog events at Reveille, and they were always record-setting events for us. They were always our biggest events. But we also had guest chefs out. We always had live music. It was a big party. It was a huge event, right? And so we did, like you were saying, we did alligators and stuff with that. So yeah, we're definitely going to play around and do some cool stuff like that. But, and Kathy touched on it earlier, we just want to really stay in tune with what our client base is looking for. Yeah.
You didn't mention sandwiches. I'm sure you'll have sandwiches.
We'll have sandwiches. My mom wants a burger on the menu. She's like, you know, I have to have a burger on the menu. Can y'all make a burger? So like, luckily Kathy is like the burger queen. She makes the best burgers in the world. So yeah, we're going to be doing stuff. We'll have a fried catfish night or something like that, or a blackened catfish night. Everybody does fried catfish. So I really like blackened catfish. So I think we're going to do a blackened catfish night. We'll try to do some tacos and stuff like that. And then we're going to do some stuff that we just completely, you know, pull out of thin air and make up and hope people enjoy it.
That, is there anything that we've missed? What are all the social media and all the ways they can get a hold of?
So our
dog?
Twitter, Instagram. We have a, sorry, we have a 150-pound.
Oh, I love. Oh, that's awesome.
The table.
Our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram is all the same. Yeah. Mimsy's Craft Barbecue. I mean, we really want to say one thing that we really need to say is that my mom and stepdad, Kim and Chuck Spellman, without them, this wouldn't be possible. And especially that once it became 100% that we were going to do it, even then it wouldn't be possible without Chuck, because we broke ground on July 6th and it's what, August or September 1st today. So it hasn't been, you know, it hasn't even been 50 days and he's completely turned it from a full blown operating ice manufacturing plant and he's flipped it into restaurant in less than 50 days. It's insane. We're waiting, like today, Centerpoint Energy was boring underneath the street to bring us gas. So we completely finished the restaurant before we even had natural gas hooked up to it. It's like, you know, it's kind of mind-blowing to think about. So that's one thing that, you know, I post a lot on social media, especially on my personal account, and I'm in control of the all the social media accounts and stuff like that. So it looks like I'm getting a lot of, it seems like I'm doing a lot of the work, and it seems like I'm taking, or we're taking a lot of credit for what's going on. Of course, my stepdad's not on any social media platforms, but you know, we just want people to know, and we need people to know that they've put so much work into this place. Yeah, it's very important.
And it seems like it's a family affair, and like you had said, that touched on in the beginning, you wanted to make sure this was right and would work out for your family in general. So it's something that's really important, and especially. You know, you've said a lot of kind things about him and about all the work, and I think this will be fun for him if he gets a chance to see this. He'll see, you know, to hear about what people are, how you're talking about it and discussing it, and your excitement. I think that's important. And then I guess phone numbers, you'll have all that. So like once as we get down the line, is there a way to get merch right now for people if they want to get it ahead of time?
Yep. So we're doing all that on. There's no like online ordering link or anything like that. Just contact us on our Facebook page. Cool. Send us a message on there. Kathy or Kim will respond. Kim's my mom, and it's $20 for a shirt if you're gonna pick it up or if we can meet you locally. If it needs to be shipped, it's $25. Just send us a message on Facebook. You can email it. You can email me at wade@mimsyscraftbarbecue.com.
And then they could Venmo you or PayPal you or somehow get you the money.
Correct. Yeah, just Venmo. Correct.
Gosh, this is super exciting, and I kind of wanted to get you guys as quickly as possible because you know this is early days and it's fun. Maybe even we talk like right when you're starting, right after November, after the November event, so that way you'll know how that went, and then you'll know everything about your business by then, by December, I would think.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We'd love that. And we'd actually, you know, we're in our kitchen at our house right now. We'd actually like to do it on location too, so you can see what's going on there. It's beautiful inside there. It's amazing. So we're super excited. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
You know, there's always a right time, and I think this is the right time to talk. Well, have a good evening, guys.
Thank you. You too.
All right, man.
It's your day. All right. All right, cool. Take it easy. Bye.
You too, man.